Well, today we continue the discussion, letting the older teach the younger. And you may not be that old, that's okay. But we want parents, grandparents, those of you who have learned some lessons that you want to pass along to, well, maybe it's the parent coming up behind you that just needs a little bit of encouragement. You can go ahead and give us a call on our comment line. Again, that's 888-888-1717. 888-888-1717 is the number as we focus on really the core, the heart of what and who intentional living is, as we get back to our parenting, really kind of a parent talk where we all began many years ago and now intentional living. All right, again, you can call and leave your comments on our storyline at 888-888-1717. One thing you'd like to pass along to a younger parent.
Okay, veteran parents, what is one thing you would say to a brand new parent who's just starting their family?
Cherish the time that you have with these little ones. They grow up so fast, and you'll look back when they're in their teens or even in their 20s and go, wow, I remember the first time I held her, you know, and it is amazingly precious, and God can teach you some amazing lessons.
Treasure every moment, because though the days get long and hard, they will pass very quickly, and then your babies will be having babies of their own.
Enjoy your children, because they grow up very quickly.
Take every day, one day at a time. From the time they're born to the time they're 18 years old is going to fly by. So take every day, enjoy every moment, love on those kids, and be the best parent you can be.
One thing that I've learned is one constant in life is change. Be prepared for change.
Hey, listen, did you hear the theme? The theme coming through, every moment matters. I think any of us who have been through a life experience like raising kids look back and have a certain level of regret, wish we had done more of this or more. And that's just part of the process. So you're not alone, and don't beat yourself up because of that. But it's a lesson to make sure you keep the first things first, the most important things in your life. All right, let's get to the calls, find out what you all think. Marvin is in Michigan. Hi, Marvin. How you doing today?
Doing good.
Appreciate your call. What is it you want to share about parenting?
Well, I raised three girls, and I was in my early 20s, not knowing what to do. I missed a lot of time because I worked. I worked all the time, trying to get them everything I could to get to them, and that wasn't good. I missed a lot of time with them, and I'm sorry for that, but I've tried to make up with my grandchildren. But the other thing is we're going to turn our children to the Lord. That's what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So if I bail my kids out of everything, and then someday they're asked, what's your testimony? And they're going to say, well, Dad bailed me out here. Dad helped me there. Grandpa helped me here. We're not to do that. Our children have got to build their own testimony. That means we pull back. We pull our hands off and let them grow. God will take them. We turn them to the Lord, and God will take care of them. That's it.
Yeah, that's good. That's a lot of wisdom, man. We can be too busy, and we can do too much. Those are two things we got to watch out for. Thank you, Marvin. Appreciate it. Let's go to Connie in Michigan. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Fine.
Appreciate your call. What do you want to pass along to parents today?
I guess the first thing is to remember that our children were God's children first, and that He wants to be a part of helping us to teach our children and to raise them to live righteously. Yeah. We need to learn to communicate, not just with our children, but with Heavenly Father, so that we can tap into the guidance He wants to give us.
Are your children raised now?
Yes.
Were you a good communicator, or are you sharing something you wish you'd done more of? Or better at?
I wish I'd done more of it.
Yeah.
I learned a lot too late, but it's never too late. My children now, I communicate better with them now, and when they tell me about mistakes that I made in the past, I'm able to tell them why I made the decisions that I made and how God has always been watching over them. And He corrects me. He has always corrected me whenever I made a mistake in raising my children.
Well, we learn lessons, don't we? Sometimes too late, but I'll tell you what, you just shared a lesson with someone, some young mom perhaps listening. Hey, listen, You just heard it. You'd be so busy doing the stuff you're doing, going to work, being online, building a business, taking care of your home, washing dishes, whatever it is, and miss the opportunity to communicate. And I think the younger generation in some ways is better at it than those of us maybe parent down in the past. But at the same time, we can get so distracted today. There's so many things online and other activities that can draw us away from really just shutting everything off, looking at each other and talking with each other. Shut the phones off. Don't have them in the car. Don't have them at the table. Don't have them at your family time. All right. Dottie is in Michigan as well. Hi, Dottie. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Good. What do you want to pass along to parents today?
Be a united front with your husband or wife, your spouse. Never let your kids come between that. If my husband is disciplining, then I need to support that, even if I don't necessarily agree. I mean, as long as it's not like abuse or something. But united front.
Did you have that in raising your kids?
Yes. Yes. Two of them. One of them was just a different situation. But yeah, we did. We did. And those kids are doing well.
Yeah. And it makes a difference in the marriage too, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there's a Bible verse for that scripture. These verses pop into my head. You know, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. Pity the man who falls down has no one to help him back up, it says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4. And so God's intention is that we would be a pair working at it. That's why when I look at you all that are raising your kids alone, and someone corrected me the other day, they said, well, I'm not a single parent, there's a dad, but I'm still alone, right? You know, I'm raising my part of this two parent head, but we're not together. And that's a lot of work, being a single parent. It's difficult. We get it. That's why we love you so special, because we know that you need that kind of encouragement, but God will give you the strength. But if you're married, boy, you know what? If you're married and you're not on the same page, a lot of damage can be done to kids. It really can. All right. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back in just a couple minutes, John Brock from our development team is going to give us an update on where we are as we go into the final weekend of our fiscal year. Monday's our last day of our fiscal year, and we got a ways to go. We need your help. I'm going to ask John to give us a report, and we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You know, the scripture says in Proverbs 15 that plans fail for lack of good counsel. Do you have people that you can go to who are smart, okay, godly, experienced, mature, quicker, faster than you are? Someone who's been down the path a little bit, who's experienced things, that can give you good counsel that you can sit down with and just say, I'm facing this in my life. Can you give me some feedback? I hope you do. That's one of an excerpt from our teaching that's featured this month on Aha Moments in Life. It's up on our website, available because of the support of you all. And as I mentioned, John's going to be in here in a moment or two, going to give us a report on where we are going in this final weekend of our fiscal year. And what you do in the next few days is going to be a big help, because the need is there. It's a critical need, and your gifts matter. And it's a huge opportunity to join in and reach more people for Christ. You can do it now. So it pops up on the screen here. We want to say thank you. Call 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717, or go to theintentionallife.com and say, hey, I want to be a part of this year-end special need.
Hi. The question was, one thing you would leave with a young couple being the most important thing when the children are young. I would say that it is a relationship with Jesus is not caught, it's taught. And the time and the love and the nurturing that you put into that child about Jesus and God the Creator and the Holy Spirit is really something that will build the foundation and can last a lifetime. And when the time is right, then you can lead them to the Lord. That's what I would say is the one most important thing for young parents to realize. Thank you.
Amen to that. Parents, don't miss the big stuff, the big important things. Talking about being intentional as a parent, let's go to John in Florida. What's your one thing for younger parents, John?
Something I tell people today that look back in life, I'm 62 now. My wife and I had children later in life. So my kids really didn't have a support system of a grandfather or a grandmother around to help. But one thing that I didn't do is we were so busy in life. We were building businesses. What I didn't, going back to what Danielle said, spending time is big. But I think when you're spending the time, I didn't teach them things like things that I was doing, like building things, cutting things, checking power on things, just things that today I'm going back at him being 23 and trying to teach him how to plumb something or how to check a battery or just little things. I mean, yeah. The laundry, cooking something, but we get so caught up and busy in our life that we forget to take the time or we don't think it's necessary and it's really important.
Yeah, it is. You know, and that verse that talks about training up a child in the way they should go, and I know that we teach that from a real spiritual perspective, but there's also the reality that we need to train our kids about life, about getting along in life, about paying bills, about budgets, about relationships, about what God's intention is when it comes to work and all these things.
Yeah, we just get caught up in life. Everybody's so busy now that everybody just wants to get it done quick.
Yeah.
It's easier to just do it yourself rather than taking that twice as long or three times as long and teaching your child how to do it also. And I think most people do that. And I don't think the kids are learning what we know. We need to pass it along.
Yeah, we do. That's a lot of wisdom, man. I wish I had done that as well. This is always reflective, isn't it, when we hear from each other. Hey, listen, I mentioned a moment ago, John Brock, who's the big cheese in charge of our development and does a great job behind the scenes, helping and leading and loving and praying for you all. He cares for you so much. And we asked him to stop by and just take 60 seconds, John, if you would, and kind of bring an update on where we are. We're going this final weekend, wrapping up our fiscal year. Tell everybody where we are and how they can get involved right now.
Well, Dr. Randy, you're right. And, you know, we're so grateful to well over 300 families who care about you and your family to provide for this program every single day. We cannot thank you enough for your generosity. And please accept this invitation to be a part of this very important time as we wrap up the end of the critical fiscal year-end funding. People like Lorian, thank you so much from Rio Rancho. She gave a gift of $260. Maybe that's an amount that resonates for you. And you join Lorian or maybe Mary in Manchester, Michigan, that 20-month level. And she's bringing that program to you because she cares about you and she cares about others living that intentional life. Thank you again for being involved. Let me give you the number. It's 888-888-1717. That's 888-888-1717. Online, it's real simple. theintentionallife.com, and you can give there. The most popular levels, $1 a day, 30 a month, all at once, 360. Every single day, you'll be bringing Dr. Randy's program and so much more. So thank you. One more time, let me give you that number. It is 888-888-1717. This ends on Monday. We're running out of time. theintentionallife.com. So many stories of lives changed. Last week, we talked to somebody who had been stuck in addiction for many years, started listening, gave her life to Christ, and guess what? Now she's telling others in her addiction circle about this program and how it's made it such a difference. So thank you, because the impact you're going to have is not just one, but it's going to be many. Thank you again, 888-888-1717. Dr. Randy?
All right. Thank you, John. All right. Get back to work now. No, seriously, John, thank you for your work and all that you're doing to make all this possible in working with our support family. All right. Back to the topic. We're talking about being an intentional parent. What can you learn from those who've been down the road? Older teaching younger, I guess. Judy, no age is necessary, but thank you for your call. What's your one thing?
I have 5 grandchildren and 3 daughters, and I just have to say that don't ever stop parenting. I don't care how old those grandchildren get. My grandchildren are 19, 15, 7, 9, and 2, but they still come around, and I still get to input into their life. The 19 and 15-year-old are young men, but I still invite them over for dinner or for coffee, and we talk about things, and I get to have direct input in their life still. And I'm just amazed that, you know, that they still want to see grandma. So, and even my children, you know, they're in their 40s, all 3 daughters, and I hear from them every single day, all 3 of them, because they still want to hear what wisdom I have to them. And we don't always agree on things, but they still, you know, ask for my advice, and I give advice even when they don't ask.
Now, we're told not to do that, Judy. Don't do that.
I know. That's why this is a perfect segue for that, because honestly, I know, but you know, it's funny though. They do say, you know what, you know, sometimes they come around and say, yeah, you're right. Sometimes I have to back off.
Yeah.
You're right. But there's one topic in particular, and I respect my girls and their husbands, because there's one topic in particular my son-in-laws don't want me to talk about, and that's their finances. And I get it. I respect that. But, you know, as a parent, I still give advice, you know, certainly, and remind them to tithe.
I hear you, Judy. It is a hard thing to bite our tongue. And when we know what we're going to say, we just know it's going to be the right thing. Right? Passing along wisdom from parents today. Let's go before I run out of time. Odette, you're next in Arizona. What's your one thing?
I've been parenting 2 teenagers now, so I would like to share something to the listeners.
Okay.
Saturate your children with God and your presence. These 2 teenagers, my husband and I worked really so hard to prevent them from being influenced by the world. And we've learned a long time ago that, you know, kids, they don't spend more time at home. They really spend more time outside, like in school. And so we made sure that we give them the time to saturate their lives with wisdom that comes from God. And we decided when they were little, when we get a chance to bring them to school together, we just do that. And we just, you know, they're just inside the car. And we make sure that we do our devotion together every morning. And then we ask them about how they feel. We saturate them with our presence as well. And of course, God's presence. And then before the end of the day, we make sure we have evening time. We huddle about each one's day. How did it go? How did you feel about your day? And then we just make sure that we hear them. And like I said, we were bringing them to school together as often as we can. We don't do that now, but we make sure that they talk to God before they face their day. Now my kids are teenagers, and you know, they're God-loving teenagers, and they love serving the Lord, and we can see how much it paid off to do that. They understand what life is all about. They understand that it's not about them, that they shouldn't be self-centered, but God-centered, because they know that they are created to worship Him.
Have you ever had an aha moment when you realized you needed to make a change or do something different in your life?
We don't have very many aha moments. We're so busy doing what we're doing, working on what we're working on, speaking for myself, that those aha moments just kind of come and go.
In Dr. Randy's message, How to Have More Aha Moments, he'll explore 10 ways you can have more of these moments and stay away from crisis moments in our lives. When you give a monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message along with unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. So don't wait. Give now and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Yeah, indeed. Thank you, Kurt, for that reminder. And especially important right now as we're going into these final hours of June, wrapping up on Monday. not only the month, halfway through the year, but our fiscal year for the ministry. Big deal, because coming up in July, we have our board meeting, and we got a great board. They give oversight, governance. We have the standards. We don't borrow money to operate from day to day the ministry, which I fully support and I agree with. And so we are careful to manage every dollar that comes in carefully to allow us to do what we do as part of Intentional Life Media. So your gift to Intentional Living this weekend will help us reach that. We started with $50,000 need, additional gifts year end during this critical need for June. And a few minutes ago, you heard John give a report on exactly where we are. And so your gift is needed right now. Could you share with us? Just go to theintentionallife.com. You can give online, or you can call 888-888-1717. Press number 2, take you to our staff. They'd love to talk to you. And I just want to challenge maybe someone today that you could take that leadership gift we've talked about, maybe $1,000. The impact is huge. We're getting so close to being to that fully funded level. What you do is important, whatever the amount is. We just want everybody involved. 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Tammy, and I just wanted to say to rookie parents, spend every minute that you can with your children, you know, quality time with them, and don't wish them older. Let them enjoy each age that they're at. Be there to guide them, because before you know it, they're grown. You can't have it back. And just stay in God's Word, teach them about Him. And I'm praying for all of you. It's a wonderful, wonderful gift and blessing. Thanks.
Amen. You know, that reminded me, looking at our own family, our oldest granddaughter will graduate from high school next year and then off to college. And I tell you, even as a grandparent, I'm stunned how quickly the time has gone. She's on the National Honor Society. And I say that because I never was. I knew kids that were on the National Honor Society. But now I have one in the family, right? In fact, I got more than one. But we're so proud of her and all of our grandkids. But how quickly they're growing up and going to be moving to the next stage in their life. Boy, you know, the message today of making the priority to stay connected with your kids. All right, Sheila, we need your help from Michigan. What's your one thing?
So my one thing would to tell myself, just to be patient. I was a single mom of two busy boys. Their dad, he's in their life now, but he wasn't when they were little. And just to tell myself to be patient, that enjoy their time while they're little. My oldest is going to be a senior next year, so the time goes by fast.
Yeah, that's a theme, isn't it? Boy, the time passing quickly. Speaking of that, I want to get to the caller standing by here. Tina, you're next in Arizona. What's your one thing?
My husband and his father were both self-employed. My husband's retired now. But the big thing I saw in that was their work ethic. Mm-hmm. If they didn't want to go to work, they still went. And it made for teaching my kids to be successful. And that was, you know, obviously a part of their faith as well, that they needed to provide for their families, that was what God called them to be. But the big thing for them was their work ethic, and it has made a huge difference in my kids.
Did they work together? Was it a family type business?
They did. My husband's father was an artist, and my husband worked for him. Had my father-in-law not been dedicated to his work, they would not have succeeded. But my husband now is in charge of the business now that his father has passed. So it carried on to my husband. He also has to work hard to continue to make that business work.
That's interesting. How does he feel about that? Is it a positive thing with even though dad is gone, carrying on that legacy? Has that been a real positive thing for your husband?
Absolutely. I think probably both ways. It's been positive in the way that he gets to still work around all of the stuff that his dad, you know, painted and left behind. And he still gets to talk about his dad and share what the kind of person he was and that he loved Jesus to his customers. Also, my husband, you know, it won't go on forever because there's only so many paintings that he did before he passed.
Yeah.
So there will be a time when that will be over, and that is a sad thought, but my husband's almost to retirement time anyway.
That's interesting. Now, do you have like a gallery, an art gallery? Is that what you have?
He does. Yeah, it's here in Mesa, and it's just a small personal gallery. Yeah, and it's great because, my father-in-law's goal was to share Christ through his artwork, so, and what God did for him. It was hugely instrumental in him being successful, I think.
Yeah, and I've seen some of his work, and it's beautifully done. Thank you for sharing your wisdom and your story, which raises the issue of some of you who are in a business where you're working with your family. Like I do, I work with my family, some of the family members, being able to keep the work and the family in healthy balance is important. So that's just a thought. I think Tina shared that with us as well. All right. I think we're going to have enough time for one more before we have to wrap it up. And Terry, I think it's going to be you. So go ahead and take a moment and share with us what's your one thing.
We know hindsight's 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we learn from our past experiences, our difficulties. But as we grow older, sometimes we remove ourselves away from that. We forget emotionally how difficult some things can be. So one bit of advice I would give for either a parent that's trying to guide a child or a grandparent that's trying to guide their own child in parenting is take a moment to reflect and put yourself emotionally back into what it was like dealing with those similar situations before you give advice.
Yeah, that's true. Because it's easy to look back and minimize the reality and focus on what would be ideal, right?
Sure. It's easy to look back at somebody else's sins when you did the same thing and start judging instead of helping.
Yeah, that's a good way to wrap it up. Thank you for sharing all your stories with us. If you missed last week's show on the same topic, go back. It's archived for you there at theintentionallife.com. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, along with Jennifer and Stephen and our entire team, with a huge thank you as we go into this final weekend of halfway through the year, the month of June, and our fiscal year. Thanking you in advance for stepping up hugely. Where have you heard that? Hugely to be a part of the ministry. All you have to do is call 888-888. Is that a word, by the way, hugely? 888-888-1717. We're looking it up. 888-888-1717. Or go to theintentionallife.com. Have a great day. Great weekend. Thank you for supporting and praying for Intentional Living, a ministry of Intentional Life Media.